Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Flavia Dima from Sarajevo Talents, and I'm here with Jessica Hausner, who's the director of films such as Lourdes or Amour Fou, and she's here for Talent Sarajevo as a sort of patron of the program. Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Hi.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Sarajevo Talents.
I had an opening conversation to open the talent campus. We talked about my work, and I have met some of the directors that participate in the talent campus right now. We had a seminar on mise-en-scène. And yeah, for me it's super interesting to have also like to connect myself with the younger generation, if you want. I mean, with directors that also give their point of view, and they all just start to make films, so that's really interesting for me to discuss with them.
How was it for you when you were around their age? Like, did you participate in similar programs? How useful do you think these things are for directors who are just starting out in their careers?
I did not take part of any talent campus, unfortunately. I mean, I of course took part in other programs. I was studying in the Film Academy in Vienna, and I think it's super important to exchange your ideas and to try to articulate your ideas, because that is what I found in my life more and more important, to really, as a director, for example, to reflect on your decisions, that you actually think, why am I doing this? And I more and more start to ask those questions. I think when I was younger, I just did something. But now I start to ask myself, why do I do it like this and not like that? And that is, for me, the point where it becomes really interesting, because you start to choose your style and your decisions for the filmmaking.
Regarding your style, what I've noticed about your films is that you have strong female protagonists and narratives which we're usually used to see for male protagonists. And that's what especially in Amour Fou, you have a typically male narrative, like of the tragic romantic poet deciding to die romantically with someone, and usually we hear the story only from a male point of view, whereas you're changing the whole, sort of say, point of view of the film from the female perspective. Is this a thing you do intentionally, or does it just come naturally with the way you work?
I think both, intentionally and naturally. When I studied in the Film Academy, I was a bit lost, because all the films that I saw, most of the films, 99% of the films were made by men and had a male perspective, and even if they had women as main characters, I never understood what they were talking about, because I felt that it was from the point of view of a man. And as a woman, I think you have a different point of view on certain things. I think in some things it does not matter at all, but at some point it does matter. And there are certain characteristics of the female point of view that come naturally for me, or intentionally both, because I do understand that a woman is a human being of very many different aspects, and it's not only about her appearance, her beauty, or her intelligence. There are also other sides of the character, and this is what interests me, to show that a woman has this and that and that and this characteristic. And I think that makes the difference, that you suddenly find a main character in a wider range of possible characteristics.
Also regarding Amour Fou, but the mise-en-scène, since you just had this workshop, the film has there are very few, sort of say, shots that move. Most of the film is very static. You can see like smaller shots within the shot with mirrors and all sorts of things. How do you collaborate with your cinematographer and your actors when you're thinking about your shots in a spatial sense?
Well, That's interesting, you know, because I just had that workshop on the question, what is a mise-en-scène and what are the decisions to make as a director? And I think at first I tried to focus on what is the thin red line of my film, what is actually in the center or in the heart of my film. And then I base the style around this. I try to find the images and the visuals that really relate to that initial or central idea of the film. It's also about psychology, but not so much. For me, it's more a question of the idea, what is behind the story. The storytelling is one thing, but what is the idea behind the story? Why do I at all tell the story to the audience? I think that's the main focus, the main point of view that helps me to decide what visuals do I choose.
So it's basically about the difference between narrative and narration, right? The question.
Exactly, yes, it is. Yeah.
A further question would be regarding the people you've worked here up until now in talents. What could you tell us about this young generation of aspiring directors?
Well, in general, I have the impression, I mean, I met like some of the directors, the young directors here at Talent Campus. I have the feeling that they're very curious and alert. So it was a very good experience for me, I have to say. And I also did some teaching in Vienna, where I live. And I have the feeling that the young generation, there is really interesting talent coming up.
So it's been 3 years since your last feature film. Is there anything you're currently working on? Could you give us some insights on that?
Yes, I've been working on writing a script for the last 2 years. The script is finished now, and we start the financing and the realization of the film. It's called Little Joe, and it's about a woman who is a plant breeder, and she genetically engineers a plant, so she creates a new plant, if you want. And then the story goes on telling the difficulties with that plant, because the plant is not doing what it's supposed to do. So that's maybe the basic idea of the film.
When should we expect this movie to come out?
The shooting should be next year, so it should come out in 2019.
Great. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you very much for joining us here, Jessica.
Thank you also.
I've been Flavia Dima from Talent Sarajevo, and this is a report for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.